Welcome to the Ugly Truth podcast, where we inform you about the pros and cons of life. In today's episode, we'll be answering the question, what are the psychological effects of social media use on individuals?
So I believe we should start the discussion with communication, because communication is the main intention of social media. It was made to connect people with people. Through social media, you can communicate with anyone on the globe as long as there is connection. You can make track your friends that maybe moved somewhere or are traveling, and you want to keep in touch with them. Maybe you can even meet new people on social media. There's a whole possibilities for that, and yeah. So social media just creates a feeling of this closeness and bonds amongst people.
Well, I agree with you that social media has many positive aspects when it comes to communication. I think that the negative aspects like cyberbullying, catfishing, and oversharing outweigh those positive aspects. Today, through social media, it's unbelievably easy for us to get in contact with other people. That's what makes cyberbullying, for example, this easy and common. The psychological effects of cyberbullying have immense effects on the bullied ones, because there is no escaping. Social media is everywhere. You can just go to your room, because even in your own room, you're subjected to this cyberbullying. And the other thing is catfishing. With social media, you can make so many new friends or even find a partner. But the thing is, oftentimes upon meeting them in real life, you realize that they aren't the person they pretended to be on social media. And maybe they did it unconsciously, but they're still another person. And if they actually did it consciously, the person who was tricked like that often develops trust issues and maybe feels dumb or unworthy. Furthermore, many people overshare on social media. They overshare parts of their lives because they are lonely, and thus they lose control over their privacy and over their data, because everything is visible for everyone online, and that makes them so much more vulnerable to stalkers and other persons who may have something against them.
Another part of social media is that we portray a false reality through pictures and usually also fake bodies, and we can edit them with Photoshop or we use a lot of filters, and that can create a really unrealistic beauty standard and may be affecting people from younger ages. There's also another side that we may use social media as a coping mechanism. And we use it to escape reality and create our own reality where we have the control. And this can lead to an anxiety or depression when we figure out that is not real life and it is not the truth. And also, the data shows that we are less and less happy, an expert said, and that global depression rates have been climbing significantly in the past 30 years. And also, when we post a picture and some friends comment or some people like the picture or the thing we said, we get like a bit of happiness and a rush that we want to follow. That is the dopamine rush. And even though it could create a moment of happiness, it is not permanent. So, regarding the question, even though social media can produce dopamine and a bit of happiness, as a side effect, it can lead to severe depression.
I don't want to argue with facts, and those things that you said are facts. But nevertheless, I want to point out that when social media is used in a correct way, it can have positive aspects. Like, you can find a role model on social media, or actually find many more role models than you may or may not have in real life. And thus you are inspired, maybe by athletes, activists, people with healthy lifestyles, and even artists. And this often results in us people looking up to this, to those inspiring personalities, and then trying to be like them. And for this reason, we actively try to eat healthy and exercise, which highly benefits our health. And we are even more determined to reach a certain goal. I think that is something great. And another positive aspect is that through social media, you can also share your own personal experiences and thus inspire other people. And I think this way you have like an outlet for your feelings. You can share your feelings and experiences, and it stabilizes your mental health in a way. I also want to point out that social media has been changing. For instance, Instagram. There are movements like fake Instagram versus reality, and the way that people see those beauty standards are changing. So I think that's a positive change that will evolve in the future.
The last thing worth mentioning is how social media has had a very important influence on information and how we can stay informed through it. So we have this constant news flow from all around the world available to us, and we are very privileged that we can learn so much about everything happening around the world and learn about news happening on the other side of the planet almost at the exact moment that that it is happening. And we can do this because we have so many different sources and news outlets available to us. So we can learn about many different cultures, and we can feel closer to them and feel a stronger connection. And through being informed and updated, it also gives us a sense of control and, like I mentioned, like a connection to all these different places, because we can follow their progress and stuff like that.
Yeah, I see your points, but these days, like, everyone feels the need to seek these news, and yeah, like, social media is a great platform for that, but constant flow of mostly negative news can cause anxiety, hopelessness, and depression. I myself experienced that in, during the couple last years, especially during the COVID pandemic or the start of the Ukrainian war. And news changed with technology also. News are paired with images now, and they are presented especially to convey fear, danger, excitement, and risk, just to generate some clicks to the articles, which really doesn't help our mental health. It's even got its own term called doom scrolling, I think. And after these going through social media and reading all these bad news, your personal worries even seem worse. And like, yeah, it's not really good for you, like, for your mental health. Not to mention that we need to constantly check and differentiate news, like fake news and biased news, from the real and objective ones.
Yeah, so in conclusion, social media has lots of great benefits, but if we don't use it the right way, it can also be harmful to our mental health. It is very easy to fall into all the traps that it provides, so we hope this podcast has helped you to understand the different points of view, and from now on, you can be more aware and decide whether you will be spending a lot of your time on social media or not. Thank you so much.